Yes, now, Dr. Farhat, the issue of there seems to be a lot of Arab effort on this. Now, we heard that Hezbollah is quite optimistic that there is a finalized version of this initiative. What can you tell us about this?
Let me first mention something that Mr. Salah have said it. He said Belmar never declared that. In fact, this is not right. Belmar, lately, his last appearance was, he said that the court or all the investigation that this indictment is coming out is based on not only on communications and not only on those witnesses. That he said not only. He said it is based on this partially, and that's what Sayyid Hassan said. He said based on the interview, on the appearance that he showed up, and he mentioned that. First of all, if you look to this point, I'm not going to discuss those in deep, but just one thing. He doesn't have the right to show and to come to talk. This is one. This is one that he's not supposed to. Second, when we talk about politicization, we never accuse Future that they are politicizing. We know that. Hmm. But the people whom they are politicizing this issue are the people whom they are throwing all this information. And you know very well that how many of the secret intelligence whom they are supplying the tribunal, this international tribunal with the information, whom they have refused to get engaged in real act with the fact of this tribunal. And lately, when they were asked to give some information about the AWACS pictures and all this.
Why doesn't Hezbollah give more information, more data, if they do have it?
As a Hezbollah, and as a work that we achieved, I think we have done a lot. And let me put, first of all, what we have put as facts. We didn't give, let's say, documents. Mm. We were really clear.
Yeah.
Because we want for the other to understand it is not the duty of Hezbollah to give documents, but it's the duty of the International Tribune to come out and to do a real research about every single investigation. Let me go back to one point. These documents that Hezbollah has released, not documents, these facts that Hezbollah has released, first of all, unfortunately, and really I was really disappointed to hear from Lebanese people, even if they are on the 14th of March, to come to say those are Googles. And then to come out, the Israeli analysts, to come to say these are facts and these pictures were real, and not only like this. The military analyst, he said, word by word, and if you want, we can bring it as a fact.
No, he said,
definitely, what Hezbollah has put as picture, rise up the possibility to say that Israel is really accused by killing Hariri.
Well, this is Israeli words. Uh-huh. This is a question.
So what about a court that's supposedly to take such an act, after all these papers, and then to come to cross their hands and to say, we need more evidence. Why you need more evidence whenever it's your role to go and to do the search and then to prove for us that really you are coming to show and then you need more? No, we sit behind our back and then we say, okay, give us some more data. This is nonsense. What is your role as a court? Just to direct your accusation to one kind of people and that's it?
Dr. Farhat, if I may just, excuse me, just on that particular point, my question is, to you, to Hezbollah through you.
Yes.
Why did you keep those evidence for so long?
Okay.
Why did you start showing them to the Lebanese when Der Spiegel started mentioning, leaking false information, as far as I'm concerned, accusing Hezbollah of the killing?
Okay.
Why did you start defending yourself? Nobody accused you.
No, in fact, that was an accusation for us.
It was a direct accusation for us.
We don't agree. We don't accept, in fact, to say one member of Hezbollah and has nothing to do with the other party of Hezbollah. Mm. Because, you know, and we all will, everybody knows, Hezbollah is a one hand. And in Hezbollah, I think we have, I'm not going to go back to how Sayyid Hassan has
He's considered an issue of image.
Exactly,
it's the image of Hezbollah.
The way how we approach ourselves in Hezbollah, how we interpret every single person in our party, it's a full detail that belongs to us because we need
We our respect your privacy.
That's it. And that's why we have our credential effort for our around the world, with especially the Israelis. They believe every single word we say it. This to say, to come to a point. When the things have started in the beginning, in 2005, by killing Rafi al-Hariri, we were not happy at all. But the accusation was directed to the generals and to Syria. If at that time we want to come out and to start defending ourselves, everybody will go in to say, why you are defending yourself like the same way, like you just said it now for Der Spiegel. Why you are defending yourself? In Der Spiegel we were accused.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
And when you have an investigation line, they should go through this.
Let me hear from Mr. Taqi al-Din what he thinks about this. Why hasn't the tribunal questioned any Israeli side? I mean, Mr. Millis was asked previously, I'm not sure about now, but Mr. Millis was asked, have you questioned any Israeli side? He said, I cannot speak of this, but he has spoken out outright that he has questioned many Lebanese and Arab sides.
Yes, but as far as the... We go back to the secrecy of the investigation. Mm-hmm. We go back to the indictment. We are not aware of anything that Mr. Melis, Mr. Bremertz, and Mr. Belmar did as far as investigating the case. Okay. We don't know what's in the indictment. Let us wait and see. Maybe those false witnesses will turn out in the indictment. Maybe not.
May I ask a simple question?
Yes, sure, of course.
Sorry to interrupt.
No,
just
no, no,
on
go
that
ahead.
End.
Go
May
ahead.
I, Mariam?
Yes, because we have to get on with our other questions.
No, this is very important. And this is a really, I consider it as a core. Does it harm anyone? Does it harm Hariri's family? Does it harm 14 of March? Does it harm anyone if we look thoroughly into the fake witnesses and we really go after them to the end? And very quickly and very strongly, with all our part, to detect who is behind them. Does it harm anyone?
It doesn't harm.
Just simple question.
It doesn't harm anybody.
Is it going to be of negative values on anyone that is going to change the direction of finding the one who's killing Rafi al-Hariri? That's my simple question.
Dr. Farhat, it wouldn't harm.
I need an answer.
It wouldn't harm anybody, particularly not.
Is it going to help?
PCM Hariri. He said it clearly. There are false witnesses who made great damage to the relations with
international relations,
regional first and second international.
And
nobody is against trying the false witnesses, but first let us see, how can we describe them legally as false witnesses? How can
we have
tried them? What the problem has been lately, Whether referring them, those said false witnesses, referring them to the judicial or to the higher council of the higher judiciary council. You were insisting on the higher judiciary council.
True.
How come? By law, neither the government nor the prosecutor general can refer them to the higher judiciary council. They have not committed an act that is stated by the law to be judged at the higher judicial council.
Okay.
That's the point.